This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. People get knee pain constantly going up the stairs. What does that even mean, though, if you get it out of nowhere? Well, when you're walking up the stairs, it could be the first sign of arthritis. A lot of knee pain climbing the stairs can be an early onset of a osteoporotic condition or osteoarthritis. And it's very typical to start having slight joint pain. You can have certain nutritional deficiencies, specifically with vitamin D, that could be a major player in this. So it's always good to get some blood testing done. Go to your doctor, get them to check it out. And then from a nutritional perspective, you want to look at fruits and vegetables. Remember, everybody gets hung up on dairy products. I'm not anti-dairy. Raw dairy products, yogurt, kefir, raw milk. I love a lot of these type dairy products. I think they're extremely healthy. I'll tell you this, though. One cup or glass of kale has more calcium, like we get hung up on calcium, and it has more calcium than a glass of milk in kale. If you blended with water a big juiced glass of kale, it's phenomenal of what it has. Amazing. So look at fruits and vegetables in your routine on a regular basis and really see what that can do. And again, look at your vitamin D levels, because low vitamin D can lead to joint pain that you just don't see very often. It can really help build those levels back up. 1 in 10 cancer survivors still smoke years later. This is something that really gets me. Something that's just amazing that you can go and you can get cancer and you still smoke. It's like you're that addicted to it and you make it through the 5-year survival rate and then you crank those cigarettes back up again. The American Cancer Society has done studies on this. It shows how tough it can be to quit tobacco. They said it's almost worse than cocaine in this. Dr. Norman Elderman, who's a senior medical advisor to the American Lung Association, said, I'm surprised by the findings. Not really. He said, who was involved in the study looking at the different study participants? It's consistent to what most doctors see in clinical practice with cancer survivors. One of the problems is that we have convincing them that there's a point to quitting. It's clear, though, that since kicking the habit may lower the odds not only of a cancer occurrence, but such killers as emphysema and heart disease. A new finding based on about 3,000 adults taking part in a long-term study for cancer said we really haven't known what happens to smoking habits years after a person's cancer diagnosis. But Lee Westmoss, who's the director of tobacco control research at the Cancer Society, said his team found over 9% of cancer survivors were smoking almost a decade after their diagnosis. Elderman was not surprised that lung cancer survivors were among the most likely to still be smoking. And he said, according to Westmoss, the findings suggest that doctors could do a better job of asking cancer survivors about their smoking habits. So, again, it's about the doctors getting in. I mean, they always put it on the doctor to find out, to ask. But at the end of the day, there's only so much a doctor can do to really get in there and make a difference. So it's one of those deals where you really have to say, as a physician, okay, I can encourage this person, I can motivate this person, I have limited time with this person, but what can I do to really make an impact? And I think that's where the coaching systems come in. And if doctors now would link up with good coaching-based systems, that they would have a better lifestyle outcome for their patients. And that really is one of the big keys. And I think it's something that's missing in medicine, something that we strive to accomplish in our company, is to be able to coach you, encourage you, take you along by the hand, and make a big difference in your health and your life. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, the website can help you get there, and our team members can help you get there as well. Our lifestyle providers all around the country growing every single day to help you with your health and with your life. Let's go to the phones and talk with Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
I would like to ask what to do if you cannot sleep.
Darling, that's a question of the ages. I think a lot of people want to know what you can do, or how do you get around not sleeping. First, you got to figure out what the root cause is. And then there's several. I mean, getting a sleep study done with your physician is a great way to go, just because it gives you a lot of invaluable information. But from a nutritional standpoint, there's several items to be looked at. I mean, as far as this goes, when you're looking at sleep, you've got serotonin, which can be a major player. Serotonin, of course, being a brain chemical that you constantly have to look at and monitor and manage. But when it comes to that, you have to say, okay, what am I doing on a regular basis that's supporting my overall brain chemistry? Because serotonin levels are affected so much by proteins, fats, carbohydrates. They're affected by certain nutrient deficiencies that can develop in our body. And it's really about building a good solid foundation and figuring out if you have that or not. Now, it can also be GABA, which is another brain chemical or neurotransmitter. GABA levels are extremely important to have built up and supported. So you want to look at those on a regular basis and begin to build a good solid structural plan around it, and then you can figure out exactly what to do with it. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, one of the big keys that you have to look at was sleep, and that's why sleep medications are so popular. I mean, it's one of the number one prescribed medications outside of antidepressants that people take just because they're struggling so hard. I mean, if you don't get sleep, you're just not feeling good, right? I mean, your health levels are not where they need to be, and you're just not in a place where you can thrive. And I would encourage you, really, that if you're not sleeping on a regular basis outside of the sleep study, then you look at things like melatonin. They're great. It's a great nutritional supplement. Eating calcium before bed, such as something like an organic cottage cheese. You maybe could blend a green drink before you go to bed. Can help you get into a restful sleep because of the minerals. Magnesium is another big one. There's a lot of could-be's. That's why I like getting lab tests done to find out what your deficiencies really are. Then you can build a solid game plan around it, and you don't have to be stuck. So first and foremost, that's what you want to focus on, is building those levels and getting them where you need to be. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Low vitamin D levels are a big topic, and a lot of people think that, well, that's not that big of a deal, but we're finding more and more how vitamin D plays such a critical role and a link in so much in our health. Figuring out exactly what it can do, how it can build, and if you're deficient, what it can do. They call it sunshine vitamin. It's really big for Alzheimer's disease. They found now with dementia and Alzheimer's, not getting enough vitamin D can be critical and crucial to give you everything that you need. So whether dietary changes or getting more sun exposure would help isn't really known, but they're saying increasing vitamin D levels will definitely decrease the risk of Alzheimer's. It's a guarantee, they say, through the studies they have found, and these are studies that have been done for many, many years. A lot of the follow-ups, they said it was extremely decreased. So try to eat a brain-healthy diet, they say. Same as a heart-healthy diet, includes foods low in saturated fat, high in essential fatty acids to make the difference.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Daily aspirin, they're saying now, which, you know, we've always heard about taking aspirin a day to help with stroke and heart disease. Well, now they're saying taking aspirin every day appears to reduce the odds of developing dying from colon, stomach, or esophageal cancer. Based on a review of new studies, researchers determined that the benefits of aspirin therapy on preventing cancer outweighs the risk. So millions of people already take this inexpensive drug to prevent or treat heart disease, but we came to the conclusion that most people between ages 50 and 65 would benefit from a daily aspirin. Jack Kusiak, who's the head of the Center for Cancer Prevention at Queen Mary University in London, said it looks like if everyone took a daily aspirin, there would be less cancer, and that would far outweigh any of the side effects. Gastrointestinal bleeding is the most serious side effect associated with aspirin. Taking aspirin for 10 years could cut colon cancer risk by about 35% and deaths from colon cancer by 40%, the researchers reported. Daily aspirin also could reduce the risk of esophageal and stomach cancers by 30%, and the deaths from these cancers about 35 to 50%. Pretty amazing when you look at it. People 60 years old, who are young, as I like to say, who take daily aspirin for 10 years have an increased risk of stomach bleeding only by 3%, they say. So again, if risk of serious bleeding, however, increases dramatically after age 70, so it is age-dependent, and the evidence suggests that low-dose aspirin, about 75 milligrams, is the effective standard dose over 300 milligrams. Taking an aspirin daily, they say, for the most part, should not be seen as a reason not to be screened for cancer. You should still have that done, but they're saying studies have shown that it can be helpful. Now, I've got mixed emotions on that, only because of what an aspirin does physiologically in the body. Can they be helpful? Yes. Should it be done daily? Only if your doctor's telling you to. There's a lot of other supplements from a natural perspective that can support the body in similar ways and have other great benefits as well. Regardless of what you're doing on the pill side, if you're taking pills for whatever, you want to make sure that you're eating the right kind of foods every single day. That matters, and that is your foundation more than just about anything. Makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Let's go to Gary. Hi, Gary.
My question concerns the alkaline and acidic levels in your body, and true or false that cancer cells cannot survive in an alkaline, or rather in a alkaline environment, but thrive in an acidic environment.
All right, true or false on all of that. Now, I'll tell you this. One of the big keys in the theory that you're talking about, acid versus alkaline, and can cancer cells thrive in an acidic environment? Technically, no. However, our body is an alkaline. I mean, can they survive in an acidic environment? Yes. Can they survive in an alkaline environment? No. They love the acidic environment. But the challenge is that we have the alkaline diets and acidic diets, and we have all these different theories on acid versus alkaline. And at a very small level, they can be helpful. But one key that you have to look at and understand is that our body has a pretty amazing buffering mechanism, and this buffering mechanism in the body is pretty sound. And what I mean by that is it's pretty amazing on how it works together. Because if you, with calcium and magnesium and all the different minerals that we get out of our foods, our body has this buffering mechanism that causes it to work really well. And if you get the body working at a specific level, it's going to counterbalance itself. So we think a lot of times we have to eat certain foods, do certain things, drink green drinks and all that to keep our body alkaline. And it can help for a small amount. But if you did nothing, the body's going to bring itself back to balance anyway because of the acid-alkaline balance buffering system that the body already has in place. It's something God already put there. So it knows that we can't stay more acidic. But you can do little things every single day to lean you more toward the alkaline side so the body doesn't have to work as hard to do that, if that makes sense. Because that's a really important piece of this. Very important piece. A lot of people tend to overlook on that. They get all hung up and think they're controlling everything in the acid-alkaline balance, and it's just not the case. The body is counterbalancing itself as well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Coaching, they say now, which is kind of our thing, coaching people really does help in the overall grand scheme of health and building the right kind of health blocks within the body. It's been known that a coaching system can help, especially when looking at people with diabetes and also in depression with lowering blood sugar levels. Many people with diabetes suffer depression. They go hand in hand, which can interfere with their ability to manage the diabetes through monitoring blood sugar levels, being active and eating healthy and taking medications. So a study included diabetes patients in a rural low-income area in North Carolina. About 16% of people in the area have diabetes compared with 10% of people nationally. 30% of the diabetes patients have depression and 65% are poor. Researchers referred about 182 patients newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and depression to a diabetes educator and also to a mental health coach that made a big difference. After 3 months, the patient's anxiety and depression scores fell by an average of 49%. That is great. And their A1C levels, which is that test that determines the average blood sugar level over about 3 months, dropped from an average of 8.8 down to 7.7. Again, that's really good. So the American Association of Diabetes Educators in Orlando, Florida, presented this in research and meetings and considered it preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed medical journal. So the program was to be piloted for a two-year period, but it has gone on a little bit longer. So while coping is an essential part of diabetes education, having the constant encouragement has made a big difference as well, and it really does make that big of a difference. Pretty exciting to see that being the case. 888-283-7272. Coming up, I'm going to jump in with some more fitness tips. And if you want to lose the belly fat, you don't want to go anywhere. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Download the Mind Healthy app in the App Store or visit mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nearly 4,000 firefighters are battling the massive Mendocino Fire Complex that's charred 290,000 acres and is only 34% contained. CAL FIRE's Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says hot, dry conditions are fueling the fire.
We're seeing alignment of both the wind, the vegetation, and the topography in some areas that has caused this exponential explosive growth in the area.
Evacuations were ordered for cabins and campsites in Southern California's Cleveland National Forest after a new blaze broke out and quickly blackened 700 acres. The Holy Fire near Los Angeles is burning for the second day, and nearby residents are preparing to evacuate. The Holy Fire is now 400 acres and is only 2% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem.
Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Stephen, in California, writes about a thyroid. He says, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and my doctor has me on levothyroxine. What do you think I should do? Well, you've got slow thyroid function, so at the end of the day, not knowing all the facts and knowing all your lifestyle, I can tell you there's a couple things you can do. One is if you're taking the levothyroxine, you want to make sure you keep doing what your doctor is telling you to do, because that's just smart and good common sense. Remember, medicine manages. You got to come up with a game plan for your lifestyle choices. And so what's it going to be? Thyroid, you got to look at a couple things. One, there's some genetic involvement, but at the same time, there's some other factors. You want to get some blood work done, probably to check out your pituitary gland to make sure the anterior pituitary gland is functioning effectively. There's a HGH blood test that your doctor can run for that. Check out the numbers on that one. And there's some other issues that can be really helpful as well when you're looking at the body as a whole, okay, which is a real key. And you want to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. Then with the thyroid gland, there's a couple things. One, you got to make sure there's plenty of iodine in your diet. If there's not, you can do a simple little urinalysis test that they can check your iodine levels, or you can do a little self-test. There's a home test you can do where you take regular iodine, you put or organic iodine, actually. It's a purplish color. Put a drop on your skin, it'll turn an orange color. If it disappears within 3 hours, it means that you're heavily deficient in iodine. Most people that deal with thyroid conditions, hypothyroidism, remember hypo means low, and when you deal with low thyroid function, it usually means you're low in iodine. All right, that's a big one. Tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely helpful too, and that's a real big key. So that's the one thing I would definitely look at is the iodine. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at thyroid function, you have to look at your lifestyle choices and what's kind of led up to this. And a lot of people think it just breaks down. It just is what it is. Grandma had it. Mom had it. So now I have it. And that can be the case to a degree. But you always want to make sure that your lifestyle choices matter, because your diet can play a big role. I mean, you could be eating cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and those sorts of things. Then that can be negatively affecting your thyroid on a regular basis. And so it's about the foods that you're eating every single day that can make a huge, huge difference. Hope that helps. Let's go now to June. Hi, June.
I'm really concerned about my 84-year-old mother who has been losing weight quickly, and she's down to 83 pounds. She's 5'7". She's had every test known to man practically done, and the doctors can't find anything wrong with her. It occurred to me the other day that possibly it's some kind of a fungal thing going on. Would that cause you to lose weight? And if that's a possibility, what test do I ask the doctors to do on her?
Yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. Yes, it is. And she's been losing a lot of weight. It can be parasitic. They can do a stool sample to find if there's parasites. They can easily check that. It's a very simple test they can run. That's one thing you might want to do. It could be yeast-related. It could be a lot of could-bes. Mostly in the digestive tract is where you want to look. And I guess they've already evaluated for any kind of inflammatory bowel disease or any type of malabsorption type issues, but that's where they want to look. It's all going to stem back from the digestive tract and figuring out exactly what's going on from that perspective. And that's the first and foremost area that you want to look at and get that checked into. Because when you start losing weight in a negative way, you always want to make sure that that's checked first. So the digestive tract is the key. That's where you want to look, okay? Keep me posted on how that goes. They're saying now that excessive gaming is a big issue, as you know, with our kids, teens especially, has been linked to depression and anxiety. So sitting in front of computers or television screens, playing video games appears to be bad for kids' brains as well as their bodies, according to research published Monday by the American Academy of Pediatrics, can lead to depression, anxiety, and poor grades. I know, kids, if you're listening to me, don't get frustrated. I like video games, too. I played them when I was a kid. Still play them now. And have fun with them. So I get it. But after studying the gaming habits of more than 3,000 elementary and middle schoolers over the 2 years, you just got to back down on it a little bit. A team of international researchers found that only 9% of young children can be considered pathological gamers. That's a funny term. The kids who were labeled excessive gamers spend an average of 31 hours a week playing video games. Children who are socially awkward and are highly impulsive appear to be at the higher risk of developing an addiction to video games. These kids are also more likely to play violent games, the study claimed. So something to be concerned about for all of us that have kids, especially if you're playing games on a regular basis. Big, big deal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And don't forget our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers that believe in this lifestyle and nutrition-based talk. Care that we talk about, and check it out. If you need some help with those folks, great network that's growing all around the country. Really exciting stuff to see, that's for sure. Frank, you're with us next. How can I help? Oh, we lost Frank. That's okay. Sleep apnea is linked to higher cancer death risks, they're saying. So sleep apnea has already been linked to a host of adverse health problems. And so that's kind of a big deal, such as high blood pressure, heart disease. Now new research suggests that in people who already have cancer, the sleep disorder may raise the risk of dying from cancer. So that's telling you, sleep apnea is something that we really have to look at. And, of course, the sleep studies
are really important, but at the same time, you've got to look at being overweight. There's a lot of risk factors for sleep apnea and what can be done. And sleep apnea being a big issue, it's about, sometimes they've said in some studies that I've seen, you always want to make sure with that, that you're looking at the way oxygen's going into the cell. If you get low oxygen, meaning there's low B12 levels or low iron levels, that can be a big risk factor leading up to sleep apnea. So that is extremely important to make sure you stay on top of that. But the people with the most severe sleep apnea, those who have 30 or more episodes of low or no oxygen, see, there it is, in an hour of sleep, it's not just about not breathing. It's about literally the oxygen that's in the cells being ready. So sleep apnea is a periodic pausing of breathing during sleep that results in a drop of oxygen levels in your blood. It causes snoring and sleepiness during the day, explained study author Dr. Javier. And they said, aside from being an annoyance to your spouse, family members, and even your neighbors, depending on how loud your snoring is, sleep apnea is a severe problem. And it is, because it causes and can really increase hypertension, strokes, heart disease, and overall cardiovascular disease. But they're saying now, in this study they did, that the new study, or rather, for the age relative to sex, body mass, smoking, and other factors might be the number one risk factor. Well, duh, no kidding. It really comes down to your lifestyle. And if you've gained a bunch of weight and you're not getting good oxygen and you're nutrient deficient, having sleep apnea is not, I mean, hello, it's going to happen. And we make it seem like it's this phenomenon that we just can't figure it out, but it's not simple. Lose the weight. Get, you know, find out what your blood panel says about your overall nutrition. Make sure you're not nutrient deficient. And then mama's going to be happy that you're not snoring at night. Bottom line. Not real tough. I think we got Frank back with us. Frank, welcome to the show.
Friend who has Bell's palsy. It's a second time occurring for her. And she's just sort of at the end of her named as far as knowing how to deal with it. The pain is excruciating at night for her, and I thought maybe you might have some.
Well, I mean, Bell's palsy is a big challenge. It is, but at the end of the day, Bell's palsy. Here's the deal: it's a virus that's attacked the nerve. Okay. The cranial nerve. And so with the facial nerve being attacked in Bell's palsy, you've just got to be, many times you have to ride it out and wait for the virus. It's the herpes virus that does it. And you have to wait for it to settle down. And it takes, that's why most doctors will tell you just kind of ride it out and wait. And so, yeah, it can be very painful, and it can be, it creates a disfiguring, you know, the spasm in the face, you can call it the drooping as well. Now, you can do antivirals that they can give you, but some doctors will go for it. Some doctors will just tell you to just kind of hang tight. And I'm more of the opinion myself of just kind of hanging tight. Now, one thing you can do, too, is get some work done by an osteopathic physician or a DO, chiropractic physician, too. They can work on the spinal structures within the base of the neck. Sometimes that can give some relief. Depends on if there's irritation within those levels that needs to be done. It all just depends. But that might be an avenue that you want to look at just to see if there's a possibility. But at the end of the day, you got to wait it out. And lysine is a natural antiviral. It's an amino acid. Might want to look into that. But at the end of the day, hanging tight, unfortunately, is the best way to go with Bell's palsy. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Oh,
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Download the Mind Healthy app in the App Store or visit mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So reality is that, remember, you don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can begin to thrive. You don't have to be just stuck. You can get where you need to go if you make the right choices every day. That's what we want to help you do. So go to InShape Network. It's all health, all demand, on demand for you. That's what it is. So original programming that we've created and are continuing to produce. And then our show here each and every day, as well as our TV show, can help you, teach you, go to that next level with your health and with your life. So big issue with osteoporosis, I'm going to talk about it in just a minute. There is a secret that everybody has always wondered about. It's kind of been standard of practice for a long time. But I think you'll find it interesting when I start debunking this a little bit. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cole. Hi, Cole.
Yeah, I have bladder cancer, and I'm taking everything under the sun to fight it naturopathic. And I was wondering if alkaline water, I know it fights cancer, but I don't know how long you were supposed to take it and then lay off of it a while. I think I'm doing pretty well, but I need everything in the world that I can get to fight this invasive high-grade cancer in the bladder.
Yeah, and with something like that, remember, bladder cancer is a big deal. It is, and any cancer is really. But just be encouraged that one of the keys that you want to look at, especially with cancer, is you want to make sure that your eating habits are really good on a day-to-day basis. You monitor your lifestyle habits, your stress levels. All that has to be managed. And one of the keys to look at, too, is that your basics, and there's different theories on this with things like, do you eat meat or not eat meat? Do you go vegetarian or not? I mean, there's different theories on it. The China study came out, and they've got some good thoughts in there. I'm a big protein guy, though. I think your body needs protein. If you want to dumb it down and go to fish and eggs for your protein source, and then do tons of vegetables. Now, I'm heavily into vegetables. I think it's vital. I think if you don't get them, there's going to be a major issue in the body. We need them. I mean, fruits, vegetables, dark leafy greens, you have to get that on a regular basis to help your body thrive. Really do. So your eating habits really do matter. And you have to get the right kind of food in. So as far as antioxidants go, other options go, things like chelation therapy and a lot of things are out there, they are good. I mean, they do work and they can be very helpful. But I would look into it. I'll tell you there's some really good treatment centers in Mexico. There's also some in Europe that does that. If you want to go to our website and shoot our staff an email, we can get you a list of those to be helpful to you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call or go to the website. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. Now, for so long, osteoporosis has been a challenge for many women and some men, but it really has been a challenge for a long time. And one of the big supplements that have always been given for osteoporosis, as a matter of fact, the first thing out of a doctor's mouth is you need calcium. right? So everybody thinks I need calcium, stronger bones, drink my milk, it's going to make me healthy, and then we're all going to be great. But here's what they're finding now. Extra calcium may not protect your aging bones after all. They did a study in New Zealand, analyzed more than 100 previous investigations in this, and they looked at least 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. And there was no proof finding that boosting calcium intake beyond normal dietary levels strengthened older bones or prevented fractures. Dr. Mark Boland was in this study. He said, we've gathered enough clinical evidence and studies on calcium supplements and dietary calcium to make this claim. Taken together, we think the strongest possible evidence is taking calcium supplements will not be beneficial unless there are clear medical reasons that a calcium supplement is needed. So taking it for strong bones is not necessarily enough. So moreover, they say, excessive calcium supplementation can be harmful. I agree with this. Boland said the findings probably will surprise clinicians and patients because they've been received very strong messages for years about osteoporosis. But osteoporosis causes bones to become weak and porous with age, and even with mild stress can lead to fractures. So Boland said that one study review was interesting. They looked at, they focused on dietary studies that compared how patients over 50 years of age fared when compared compared to taking calcium rather with someone who did not. Conclusion is they found that the people actually that didn't take any calcium that were in the same category had the same bone mineral density. They also caused an increase. Now, this is what happened with the calcium supplements. They increased the risk of kidney stones, heart attacks, constipation, and gastrointestinal symptoms. So that's just not worth it. There's no benefit in the studies of what they're finding for what you need. He said the greatest benefit came from supplementation for the bone-filling nutrients of vitamin D and vitamin K. That is your ace in the hole. So the vitamin D and vitamin K, see, vitamin D is a catalyst. If you have low vitamin D levels, then you're going to have, even if you have plenty of minerals, you have plenty of magnesium, potassium, boron, all the different minerals in the body. If you have plenty of vitamin D, then you can use those minerals to make strong bones. If you don't have enough vitamin D, it can't use those minerals to make stronger bones. They're just going to hang out. So it's about vitamin D more than anything else. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.